a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, July 27th. This is Utah's Noon News, and in for Maria Chaleos, I'm Nick Wyatt. It's currently 87 degrees with a few clouds at KSL News Radio.
We got heavy delays right now southbound I-15, Roy to Sunset. I'm Mark Jackson.
And KSL's top story this half hour.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
Many parents are still facing the dilemma of whether to send their kids back to the classroom or try online learning.
I would make sure that you're committed to communication.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
A number of those parents are opting into their school district's online option, while others say they're turning to the experts. Dr. Delana Tonks is the principal at Mountain Heights Academy, a local online charter school.
There's a system-wide infrastructure in expert digital learning. We have one place where all the courses live.
Additionally, she says their teachers have the experience necessary to effectively run an entirely digital classroom. According to Dr. Tonks, Mountain Heights Academy has seen a boost in enrollment over the course of the coronavirus pandemic. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
And new reports continue to show that people with diabetes have a much higher risk of dying from COVID-19 than the rest of the population. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas reports it can hit low-income and minority communities especially hard.
American Diabetes Association CEO Tracy Brown tells USA Today that someone with diabetes or a related health condition is 12 times more likely to die from COVID-19 than someone without. And she says people of color are overrepresented among those who die or get very sick. People with diabetes often have other health problems as well, heart or kidney disease, obesity, or high blood pressure. Brown is urging increasing testing in minority and low-income communities, as well as expanding health care coverage. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The Red Cross is looking for donors who've recovered from COVID-19 to donate plasma. Convalescent plasma, as it's called, is used to treat patients who are currently sick with coronavirus. It says the demand for convalescent plasma has more than doubled over the past month. There's a form at redcrossblood.org for potential donors. And our top national story from ABC News, a major coronavirus vaccine trial is about to get underway in the U.S. ABC's Sherry Preston has more.
Moderna co-founder and chairman Noubar Afayan says 30,000 volunteers will be needed in phase three, and they'll be from the nation's hotspots.
So that the test can actually very quickly see whether we're giving the protection.
When might it be ready?
We're talking late this year, next year, before the FDA can make this adjudication.
And how much will it cost? He says it'll be affordable to all.
We and other companies have said that the pandemic is not a time where we intend to use kind of the price as a way to do anything but increase supply.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Republicans in the White House should start today negotiating with Democrats to resolve their differences over a pandemic relief package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is rolling out the Republican proposal this afternoon. At the same time, the White House is suggesting a narrower pandemic relief package, if that's possible. After 60 nights of protests in Portland, Oregon, the unrest is only increasing.
The city has been the flashpoint of conflict since unidentified federal agents sent in by President Trump were seen violently clashing with protesters last week, reigniting protests from coast to coast.
Black Lives Matter!
From Los Angeles and Oakland to Atlanta and Richmond.
ABC's Kenya Whitworth in Portland says police found a stash of ammunition and Molotov cocktails. Happening right now, Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis's body is now at the U.S. Capitol building, where it will lie in state through tomorrow. This after multiple tributes in his home state of Alabama over the weekend.
The life and legacy of John Lewis celebrated in his home state of Alabama. The civil rights icon who changed the course of history when he crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge 55 years ago, lying in the state capitol. after crossing that bridge in Selma for the last time.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott reporting. And we continue to follow the updates out of West Jordan, where a plane crash over the weekend killed multiple people. Joining us live now is KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce, who has more information on the pilot and the investigation. Kelly?
Nick, the pilot's name was Lee Wyckoff. Many people knew him as Utah's former inspector general, a guy whose job it was to root out waste and abuse in the state's Medicaid system, which he did to the tune of millions of dollars. He was also a pretty new pilot, just getting certified in instrument flight rules 10 days ago, meaning he was supposed to be able to fly in all kinds of weather, even bad weather. But the plane, which was headed to Arizona, kept struggling and crashed into a house less than 2 miles from the airport on Saturday, killing Wyckoff, his baby daughter, and another person. The National Transportation Safety Board will be investigating the crash from Washington, D.C., not coming here, which is pretty standard for smaller plane crashes, though further safety recommendations for the older Piper aircraft could be made when it's all said and done. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, the Utah Jazz have one more scrimmage today before the game starts to count, and a look at your noontime drive.
All the action up north this noon hour. Southbound I-15 getting slowdowns 5600 South Roy down to about 1300 North Sunset. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 12:05.
We're down to it.
I'll make this plea again. Please wear a mask.
5 days to reduce the spread of COVID before the governor's deadline. Stay updated with KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
Uh-huh. Can't decide. There's so much. Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum whatter? A hum... What?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW's The Burger Boys. Stop into any of our 5 locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, loyalty, listeners, and results go hand in hand. Just ask Tammy from Bear Lake Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Radio is something new that we've tried. A lot of people have told us that they've heard our ads on the radio. It's easy to get to know a place listening to radio.
Tammy, how has your business changed in the last few months? Has your advertising consistency helped?
We have received more visitors from the Utah local areas around here. And I know with COVID-19, and people aren't traveling, I think the radio really helps people understand that there are places that they can go that are close. Our visitors, they are coming from the Salt Lake and further south area that have never been here before. And I really think that hearing it on the radio has really helped them explore new places that they can go.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local stories. And parents still on the fence about sending their kids back to class this fall or continuing with distance learning. Many districts around the state are offering families the choice or setting up a hybrid of the two. KSL News Time is 12:08. A portion of Main Street and Magna is closed today because of a sinkhole about the size of a small car that opened up over the weekend. That sinkhole along Main near 84th West is believed to have been caused by a leak in a secondary water line. Repairs are currently underway. In KSL Sports, the Utah Jazz play their third and final scrimmage today before the NBA season resumes on Thursday. Today, the Jazz are playing the Brooklyn Nets at 3:30 Mountain Time. The Jazz lost to Phoenix in their first scrimmage last week. They then beat Miami on Saturday. And a member of the Los Angeles Clippers is being quarantined for 10 days because he took a trip outside of the NBA's bubble last week. Lou Williams said he went to a family member's funeral but was pictured at a nightclub in Atlanta as well. NBA security investigated, and Williams will end up missing at least the first 2 games when the season restarts on Thursday. Two Major League games scheduled for tonight have been called off after more than a dozen Miami Marlins players and staff members tested positive for the coronavirus. The team is currently being told to remain in Philadelphia. The Marlins' home opener against Baltimore was called off, as was the New York Yankees game at Philadelphia. The Yankees would have been in the same clubhouse the Marlins used over the weekend. And BYU football is holding practice today as they begin a modified training camp. The NCAA giving teams more time to get in shape this fall because of spring camps being cut short. But what will happen this football season, it's still up in the air. Google employees who opted to work from home during the pandemic can now stay there for at least another year. The company's CEO made an announcement, the official announcement this morning, saying that their current work situation will run through June 30th, 2021. That move will impact nearly all of Google's 200,000 full and part-time employees. Traffic and weather together, brought to you every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards, and we have Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center. Mark, what's going on up there?
Well, we're definitely slowing down on your commute right now. Roy to Sunset, heading into Davis County. That's southbound I-15. We're set at about 5600 South Roy, down to about 1300 North Sunset. And the wreck over in Ogden, Wall Street at 12th. Also, it looks like south end of the valley, some debris reported northbound I-15, about 106 South is over in your right lane. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And KSL weather, we have Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
A few storms possible tonight, then the heat takes over. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Pardon me, that was Dan Guthrie. It's currently 90 degrees with scattered clouds at KSL News Radio. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, teachers are anxious about the upcoming school year, and first-time teachers even more so. We'll go in-depth on what they're doing to prepare on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's all-day companion for news.
Come fall, you can't trust you'll be the only person out there. You can't trust that the animals are going to cooperate, and you definitely can't always trust the weather. But when you've logged hours building trust in your gear, you've really built trust in the most important tool in your arsenal, yourself. So come to Shields and get your season headed in the right direction with gear and expertise you can trust, in-store and online at shields.com. Are you ready?
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track. So stop by or call your local Farm Bureau agent today. Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Have you ever been in a hurry to get somewhere? When ding, your tire pressure light comes on? Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and can help keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressures every month, especially before long road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org?
Get your fall hunting season headed in the right direction with the Shields sale going on now. KSL News Time is 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
with many parents still facing the dilemma of whether to send their kids back to the classroom this fall, Mountain Heights Academy, a local online charter school, says they've seen their enrollment go up. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
And second, the Utah Jazz will play their third and final scrimmage today before the NBA season resumes on Thursday. And third, another look at your noontime drive. It's brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back to Mark Jackson.
Well, our hot spot's cooling off a bit right now. Roida Sunset on southbound I-15. Looks like the traffic is starting to move a little bit better. Weaver into Davis County. Other end, south into the valley. Debris reported northbound I-15, about 106 south in the right lane. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Storms back in the forecast this evening and overnight. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It's currently 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
Ready, stop! Ready, stop!
John Lewis being carried into the U.S. Capitol. That's where his casket will lie in state. And today, fellow Congressman and Majority Whip Jim Clyburn of South Carolina discussed the legacy of Lewis's work as part of the civil rights movement.
He had internalized nonviolence the way nobody else had. A lot of us had adopted it as a tactic, but John committed his life to it.
Members of the Congressional Black Caucus today wearing face masks that say good trouble and vote on the House floor as they passed a resolution to rename the House's voting rights resolution after John Lewis.
The yeas are 368. The nays are one.
The only no vote was from Alabama Republican Mo Brooks. In the Senate, Republicans are set to unveil their $1 trillion coronavirus relief package this afternoon. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said it incentivizes businesses to bring employees back to work.
Our plan provides retention credits for the employer, and our plan provides for a reemployment bonus.
ABC's confirmed it will include a $200 weekly unemployment benefit, down from $600. More than 50 people were shot in Chicago over the weekend, but police say they're noticing progress in reducing gun violence in the city.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown pointing out some new policing strategies appear to be working.
Most functioning word of that sentence is tenuous. Fewer murders and fewer shootings than we've seen these past 3 weekends.
The superintendent announcing the addition of 2 new citywide teams on the south and west sides, though he's not calling them strike teams. He's also adding a new critical incident response team that will focus on large events and demonstrations. Brian Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Dow is up over 60 points. You're listening to ABC News.
And time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Every fall, many brand new teachers join the ranks in Utah classrooms, but this year, those first-time teachers, interns, and student teachers are beginning their careers in the pandemic. Coronavirus in classrooms, KSL News Radio's Mary Richards talked to some of those new educators and has more in this in-depth report.
They've been studying and preparing how to be a teacher for years, but it seems like most of their focus now will be taken up with other things.
It's just a little crazy and nerve-wracking. A lot of new guidelines and having to help teenagers keep masks on their face.
With the kids, I just am so worried about them in their masks and how that's all going to work.
Taylan Mann will be leading a fourth grade classroom in the Nebo School District.
Will I be able to, come through with all the expectations that are new? But at the same time, I feel like most other teachers are in the same position.
Deanne Evans will be teaching junior high in the Davis School District.
And there's going to be gaps with the school closures. It was really hard for a lot of students. And we want to be there for them, but we want to do it safely.
She feels confident in her school district's plan.
You know, our administration has been really great about talking to us and answering questions. And they are doing everything they can to help us create a safe environment and try to keep it clean and try to slow the spread as much as possible. And they've been really transparent with their plans, and I've really appreciated that as a first-year teacher.
Mann says he's not worried about getting coronavirus because he's young and healthy. He does worry about enough time off if he needs to quarantine or self-isolate.
I've mentioned this concern to my team lead and other things, and she said that our principal has mentioned that we are protected under the law.
Both teachers say they are prepared for any changes that could happen during the school year, too. They feel ready to prove themselves and be there for their students. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And good luck to all of those first-time teachers. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth, KSL News Time now, 12:19. Let's check back in with Mark Jackson from the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, we're looking at off and on delays really right now. This noon hour, southbound I-15, Roy to Sunset, getting into Davis County. Over on the west side, SR-201, this lingering wreck squeezed off to the right shoulder on the westbound side of SR-201, right about 1300 West, just prior to that off-ramp. And then we have an Ogden, a crash Wall Avenue and 12th Street. On the south end of the valley, you've got some debris reported northbound I-15, about 106 South. Don't miss the Dave's Bernina Swissmas in July sale, August 4th. Three gift packs with machine purchases valued up to $3,000. Plus, 60 months no interest, Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together is brought to you every 10 minutes on the nines by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. We have Dan Guthrie, who has the 7-day forecast for you.
Well, a couple of storm chances will be moving in for us tonight, heading into Tuesday morning. And after that, we are dry and it is going to get hot. For today, partly cloudy skies by the afternoon hours. In the evening, we'll get a couple of scattered showers developing, high 96. Tuesday, we can still have a couple of showers real early. That'll leave us with the coolest day of the week, high temperature down to 92 degrees. Then after that, sunshine takes over for the second half of the week and the weekend, and temperatures really heat up. 95 on Wednesday, 98 on Thursday, 100 on Friday, and 101 for Saturday and Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
It's currently 90 degrees with scattered clouds at KSL News Radio, and KSL News Time is 12:21.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
If you see news and he can do so safely, text us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. And Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up 12:30 to 3. Lee, what's the plan for your show today?
We're going to cover so much ground today. Since we last spoke on my radio program, Live Mike, the Supreme Court has handed down a decision stemming from that church's request in Lyon County, Nevada, to hold worship services. Well, the state Nevada, said, no, sorry, that's in violation of our orders. Well, those orders made their way all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, unfortunately, has voted against religion. I had conversations time and time again in Washington, D.C., as we would watch protests march up and down the street. I would ask my colleagues, what would move you to protest? What would move you to take the day off work, take to the streets, and make your voice heard? And freedom of religion was the one that came up. We might be facing a tipping point right now in America, and we will discuss it today on Live Mike.
All righty. Thank you, Lee. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up at 12:30. Stay tuned. And we're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The German software company SAP says the plan to spin off Qualtrics and take it public. SAP bought Provo-based Qualtrics 2 years ago for $8 billion. The CEO of Joann Fabric and Craft Stores says he's willing to lose customers over their face mask policy. All 850 Joann stores will be asking customers to mask up when they enter starting today. KSL Drive, someone on Facebook Marketplace is selling the Porsche sign from a shutdown dealership. How much will the 16-foot sign with the big red letters cost? $12,300 for someone who wants a really cool-looking sign for their oversized garage. And your money at this moment, it looks like the Dow Jones Industrial Average sitting good, 72 points in the green, sitting at 26,542. The S&P 500 has gained 19 points. The NASDAQ is up 151. And a growing number of Hilton and Marriott hotels in California and other areas, they're now using robot butlers to deliver extra towels, pillows, and even food. The technology was first tested back in 2018, but it's now in high demand with the pandemic as people want contactless deliveries.